What's up, tribe? I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And this is Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast. Beach!
Season 2. If you joined us for season 1, you got 300 uncensored episodes.
But things are a little different in 2024. Not only are we having new guests, new segments, but we're going outside, y'all. We're getting out of our studio and podcasting in the wild. So make sure you check us out on YouTube to see where we're headed next.
This podcast is for all the good moms, all the good dads, and even y'all who ain't got no kids. Pull up. Join us in season 2 as we deep dive into even more uncensored topics like love, sex,
dating, and just look at this as the ultimate group chat. All the shit you're afraid to say out loud or even try, we say it and do it for you.
Because nothing's off limits here.
This is a judgment-free zone to show up exactly as you are. And let's be honest, we've all made a few bad choices. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Hey tribe, we're off season, but not for long. We are going to drop some oldies but goodies every week.
And this week we're starting off with our homeboys from Philly, Lair and Lionel. In this episode, they talk about dating single moms,
not dating white women, and a bunch more.
And a bunch of other funny, ridiculous ass shit. And guess what? They're going to be our guests at our Philly show on March 13th at the Helium Comedy Club. So make sure you come join us this Wednesday in Philly. Click the link in this episode description and join us in your city and enjoy this funny ass episode.
And I ain't even going to hold you. It's really a turn on now. And I think it's something wrong with me a little bit. Like,
now,
I like watching women take care of their kids a little bit. Like, I like watching moms be moms.
It's because you're almost 30. Like,
moms momming, make sure they card.
What? Do it. Oh, my God. I was coming out of work like one day. Huh. I seen this one lady. She was taking care of her daughter and her son.
Same time.
What?
I like when they be on FaceTime and you can hear them like,
"Mommy,
go sit down. The food is coming out there." And you like, "Damn, yeah. Like you really? Ooh. How you doing all this and on the phone?" Like.
Welcome back.
What did you say?
What kind of weed did y'all smoke?
Some good weed. We smoked good weed.
Great weed.
That's welcome back.
Oh. Larry, she's trying to do the Nick. Thing.
We're trying to start the podcast.
We're sorry.
Okay, I'm not going to start over, but I'm going to save that because that was funny.
So silly. Start over.
Okay. Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And niggas are loud as fuck.
You cannot be moving the microphone that loud. Like.
They gave me drugs. Jesus.
Not they gave me drugs.
They gave me drugs, man.
Just stop. Yeah,
What's up?
No, I don't think so. All
right. Hi, guys.
The phone confused me. My fault.
Welcome to Good Moms, Bad Choices.
We're just gonna get straight into it. Look.
I never see someone so aggressively put on Carmex.
He's so high right now.
You know what? We should have learned from before night to get our guests high.
Oh God!
Because then they get mad.
Don't be
at
trying
us.
To delete the episode later, like that other guest.
Because guess what?
It's not happening.
We're not deleting it.
Anyway, guys, we're here in New York City. We have guests, obviously. We're not going to do our normal intro, which is like giving my like A-type Scorpio-ass anxiety, but it's fine. We're just going to go with it. We have some special guests. What are you doing?
You got to stop moving.
He can't hear it.
He keeps gripping this mic like he's about to start a rap battle. I keep watching him like...
Hey, yo, nah, my fault. I didn't hear that, my fault.
Well, at least he can't hear it in the headphones, so it means we're good.
So why don't y'all introduce yourself?
All right, we will.
What's going on?
I'm Lur.
I'm Lionel.
And this is Late Night with
Lur
and Lionel.
Yeah.
I want to know how many times you guys practice that intro.
Actually, no, my name isn't Lur. So we do that a lot.
So you're just confusing everybody?
They can't even see you. Please go watch us on YouTube.
Men make no sense. That's how we make them do it, though.
You make them listen first
so that way they go watch it.
But if you're introducing yourselves wrong, how the fuck are they supposed to identify which voice is which voice if all they have is the audio?
Big fun time.
Because you know, life is a mystery sometimes. You just got to roll with the punches.
Okay, well, guys, that was Lionel.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Lionel.
And I'm Jamal.
That's not Jamal.
Actually, come on.
That's
Kamal.
This is Steve, y'all. Stop fucking with our listeners.
Yeah, there you go.
This government name is Stephen Lur. No. Stephen Lur might not even be real.
That's the three last letters.
Oh, the last letters? You really are a nerd.
Because he got it from Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang hip hop producer or whatever.
No, it's an automated name generator.
Name generator.
I was on my rep shit.
Wait, what is my name generator?
Yeah, go look hers up.
Okay.
Is that still a site?
It has to be. They probably made millions because I heard of it.
What is it? A Wu-Tang rap?
Name generator.
Wu-Tang name generator. If you're listening to this.
Have you ever wished you had a different name than the one that you had?
I feel like I've really monopolized on the one name I have. Like,
oh my God, name generator. And then I put my name, it says Woo-Me.
What's mine?
Is Twinkly Educator.
Mine is Phantom Judge.
Oh.
What?
I'm a Phantom Judge. Phantom Judge.
Okay. Put your name.
Let me see.
Put your name. You'll be a rapper.
I got you right here. Look.
I don't want to be
Jamila, she is Amazing Cavalier.
Oh, shout out to Amazing Cavalier. Oh.
Yo, what's up? This Amazing Cavalier.
And this is Phantom Judge.
I'm about to go head to head. Bitch, is you ready?
Are you ready, bitch? I was born ready.
What's my name again?
Phantom Cavalier. Wait, not that Phantom.
Lana, what's yours?
Amazing.
Amazing Phantom?
Nothing. Amazing Cavalier.
This is Amazing Cavalier. I think I like that. I might have to use that.
Okay, well.
Amazing Cavalier.
We're high. You guys, yeah,
not me.
High.
Y'all are.
So Lur is very high.
Lur is very high. You know, the only person not high is Lionel.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm the twinkly adjudicator. Adjudicator. So I'm here.
Not only are we high, but we're drinking and we haven't eaten. Yeah.
Well, guys, if you're tuning in, make sure you check us out on YouTube to make it all make sense. and even then, it still might not. So let me
give you guys full context. We already had a conversation. We already did their podcast. So if you're listening, go check out our episode on late nights with Lur and Lionel. Yeah. And what happened was we came with eating no food. They brought tequila. We took it because we love tequila. And it's daytime.
Yeah.
And now it's the second hour. And now we're high and we're drunk. And so here we are.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Okay, I'm glad that you've established that. I feel a lot more grounded now.
Thank you. I do.
Now that people know, you can feel comfortable. You can relax.
So we're in New York right now. Me and Mila are in our homegirl. Shout out to Mandy, Full Court Studios in Brooklyn. And, you know, we hit up Lur and Lionel because, you know, we're like, we've been watching y'all on the internet for a while. We're like, who are you niggas?
You know, we talk about sex all the time.
Yeah.
And we love a curated Instagram.
Mila was really impressed with your on-screen text.
I sent it to Erica, like, look at their fonts. This is great. I really like their fonts.
Sexy fonts.
And I appreciate that because most men wouldn't put in such detail to design, but you guys told me that was your background, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Well, like, tell us more about yourselves, because, like, we got right into it on your podcast, straight hitter.
Straight into the size of penises.
So yes. I just want to know a little bit about you, because that's how women do. We get to know our people first before we just go straight for the kill.
Nice.
So tell us. Period. Tell us how you met. Tell us how your podcast came to be. How old are you? What's your sign?
Oh, okay. I'm 29. My sign, I am a Taurus.
Oh, like my child.
Oh, his birthday is 420.
April 20th. Yeah, my birthday is 420, and I don't smoke, right?
At all, ever?
I've smoked before.
Once a year, probably.
Well, yeah, I stopped smoking right when they started, like, giving, like, weed aggressive names. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like...
So that's when you stopped?
Like Gorilla Glue?
Like Gorilla Glue,
Kush, Tickler, all of that shit. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
What's your beef with weed?
It was just weed when I was smoking it. Now it's like...
So he thinks it's too aggressive.
So if we rebranded it to weed, would you smoke?
Yeah, I would. Okay. They don't name weed no more. If
no, I don't.
Oh my God, there should just be a strain called weed. Why is there no strain
there
called weed?
There needs to be a weed store called weed. Do you want to get super high, kinda high, a little high? And that should be it.
I keep hearing something in here.
What do you hear? Me?
I think I heard it from you.
No, it's like the fourth time. Doo-doo. It's like doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yes.
He knows we're high. He's fucking with us.
No, there's a little thing. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. They hear it.
It's like speaker.
There's dad grass, which is supposed to be like for the old time weed.
Yeah, I like that. That's
some Reggie probably.
What do you want to know? Like when people ask me to tell me about.
Okay, so you're a Taurus. You're 29. You guys are both from Philly.
Yes.
Are you guys childhood friends? How'd you meet?
We knew of each other in high school. We went to the same high school. He was a year above me.
We just told this story last week.
You're gonna tell it a lot.
We're gonna tell it again.
You're gonna tell it again.
We knew each other from high school. We didn't really meet each other till like maybe 2018 when I had a podcast and he had a rap career.
Failed one.
And don't say it failed because it's very successful. You're here. It's going to pop back up.
I'm impressed that you've said that out loud, brother.
I'm self-aware.
That's true because most of the rappers who want to be rappers will never just say, like, fuck that. It didn't work out for me. I'm going to do something different. You know, like, but
y'all ever had to support a rapper before?
Oh, have we?
My baby daddy, the rapper.
Oh, you gave a baby.
Not
Let's
the
do
excitement.
It.
A good one?
Whoa. You probably have heard of him.
What's his name?
No, don't say it. Oh, I don't know. Probably don't want to, right?
Everybody knows, but I'll tell you later.
All
right.
Damn, cool. now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it's
now
so
I'm
many rappers.
About it.
Just
That's
think
a
about
fact.
It. It's so many rappers.
He's from Gary, Indiana.
Oh.
It's only one that I know. It's only one.
Michael
bro.
Jackson.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Michael. How'd you know?
Good enough.
Her baby daddy's Michael.
Yes.
Baby daddy's Michael.
Gary Indiana is disgusting. Right.
Or it could have been Jermaine, okay?
No.
Right.
Or Randy. You know who I'm thinking about.
Who?
Jermaine Jackson is crazy.
Shut the fuck up, Nick. Right. You bitch. Anyway.
So,
oh my God.
I had a podcast. He came on it a bunch of times. And then my sister was like, maybe y'all should do something here. Because y'all got good chemistry.
Those women are smart.
What were you doing? You were talking by yourself?
Oh, in the other one?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a lot of like, oh, pop culture. How do you feel about what? I don't know.
Would you have guests or was it just you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was me, my friend Mike, and my sister. And they didn't really care about it, but I did a lot.
That your sister was like, I'm not going to do this shit with you every week, but hey, he seems like he likes it.
Literally. Yeah. She was like, let's do it once a month. I'm like, what the fuck? So, she told me about maybe you should do one with Lair. I'm like, that's my guy. We should do something. And then it was birthed.
So why sex?
That wasn't it. That wasn't the premise. We didn't make a sex podcast.
Do you consider
your podcast a sex podcast?
We call it like a you mentioned like something like breaking taboo about sex. Like it's like a sex safe space podcast. It is now, but that when you saying like when we started it, we was talking about sex, but
yeah.
We would just,
but it kind of the conversation just naturally gravitated towards
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it started like blowing up on TikTok. And for me
I'm
personally,
shocked. You can say how because TikTok is so fucking regulated. Right. How the fuck?
Well, we got it right when it was
in the
like,
Wild Wild West
when it was fun. We got TikTok in 2020.
We got it when it was fun too, and then we got it canceled.
We got it to at the end.
Yeah. It's dry now.
Yeah, it's
we
bad
had
now.
A good ass following, and then it got deleted.
Yeah, it's bad now.
Yeah,
it's totally bad now. But
shout out to TikTok for us. You feel me?
Yeah, for real. So we popped on there, and at the time I was in a relationship, and TikTok popped, and I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship no more.
because of TikTok,
you got TikTok famous and broke up with your girl.
Absolutely. I mean, it transferred from TikTok to Instagram, and I was like,
"Can we dive into
this? I
want to
be a whore a little bit."
Okay, so you're like, "I think I'm famous now, so it's you're
holding me back."
Kind of a little bit.
Was she holding me back? Was she like, "You need to chill out"?
She just recently hit me up and was just like, "I don't like the way that we like broke up. Like you, da da da. Like you hurt my feelings a little bit." And I was like,
"I'm famous."
I understand.
Bitch.
She was like, "You were my safe space. I used to come to you and talk." And I was like,
"Man,
I'm famous
she say
now.
That's crazy." Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's not ill. Don't
it's ill to me.
That's true. Why should you be honest? True. But so, what was your response? Sorry, TikTok.
My response was like, "Yeah,
but I'm TikTok famous, bitch."
yes, a little bit. I was more so just like, I don't want to be in a relationship right now. Like,
do you think that was it that you didn't want to be in a relationship, or was like you don't think she could be happy for your new TikTok?
What's the two words you use?
I want to be a whore.
No, you
those
said.
Two words?
You
no, it means that he knew he
no,
was going to. TikTok
popping.
Made him feel like he was going to get exposure to new pussy. And so he had to get rid of his everyday pussy so that he was available to the new pussy.
Is this a fact?
A little bit.
Did you feel like you were like on a different level? And she
is it true?
Is what true?
I mean, was the breakup worth it? Have you been, has new pussy been rolling in like you thought?
Hell yeah. I'm just being honest. I mean, it's fun. Like, I never did this.
Yeah.
I never had,
you know
I wasn't
what?
A whore before.
He's
this.
Honest.
I'm so pissed that during my hoe phase, I didn't get no extra hoes because of my podcasting.
We've never gotten extra hoes.
I didn't know hoes were rolling in.
We get foot worshippers.
They be rolling.
Oh, and they want to pay y'all.
People don't want to be slaves.
Yeah. That's
wow.
In. Yeah,
wow.
So that happened. That's life.
Wow, you're like
and here we are.
My DMs are not popping. I can't believe this.
At all.
This is crazy.
Wow.
No,
I'm offended a little.
Do people send y'all like naked pictures, pussy, just fans and shit, girls? Yeah. Because of the content that you
not
guys talk
much,
about?
Not as much, but it does happen. It
I think that women are attracted to men that express themselves sexually. That's what it, like, freely.
Women are attracted to men that express themselves. Yeah, and period. You're probably talking about, like, you guys seem like intelligent, like, logical men. And, you know, and I feel like it's so rare. Yeah, we're talking about maturity. And, like, it takes a certain level of maturity to be, like, logical. And bitches are like, I'm gonna DM him and see what happens. Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Yeah, so I don't want anybody to think that I'm, like, whatever, but I do. It is a thing.
So
I don't
want nobody
to think that I'm like big-headed or like.
Oh no! I mean, I appreciate your honesty. Thank it's you. Like a lot of niggas wouldn't be like, "Hey, this 1 + 1 = 2."
That's and very the, honest. That's,
and the
that's
fact that you told
honest.
Her that you told her that, right?
I just told her I didn't want to be in a relationship.
That was actually the better route. That was actually the better route because
well, now she knows and everybody does and everybody else. Yeah. So I don't know if that was the better route.
You know, listen. Sometimes we make selfish decisions, and the best decision is not to. Bring somebody down your selfish
You
got to
ease them into the reality of what it actually is. Sometimes you can't just, well, you can, but sometimes it's harder to just go in and be like, hey, I'm TikTok famous now. So we have to break up.
Well, you know what
versus, hey, I just want to do this. And then eventually, as you start listening to my TikToks, you'll eventually find out that the reason I broke up with you is because I'm getting more pussy.
You know, but I think this is a prime lesson. And like, I think people, avoid saying brutal honesty because like, God, this is a really shallow decision on my end. And sometimes like you got to just admit, you just got to like, I'm shallow today. Like, yeah. I don't care. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I don't know. Like, I don't want to be with you. Like,
I don't need a big reason.
I know the dick's not good enough. Like, it's just like, it seems rude, but it's just the truth. And sometimes you have to honor it, even if it's not nice, because sometimes your feelings are not nice. Mm-hmm. And you got to listen to that. You're not going to be able to cater to everybody's feelings, but you do, however, have to cater to yours. And sometimes you're shallow and that's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the name of the episode.
Sometimes you're shallow. That's fine. And that's fine in little.
Let me write that to Orlando. Sometimes you're shallow or feelings are not nice.
I like both those titles.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to ask you something based off of that. But then, yes, this was my question. So on your episode with us, we were talking about fucking fans. So because you got started, you know, blowing up on TikTok and women started to, you know, notice you guys more. Have you fucked a lot of your fans?
Yes.
Okay.
That was an honest guy. He's an honest guy.
Yeah. I like the honesty.
But I'm slowing down.
He's honest enough for the both of us.
I'm slowing down.
Why?
Because I'm starting to realize that every single guest that we have that are podcasters, they come on and we ask them that question and then they say no. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me then? So this is me trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with me. So maybe I need to stop.
You and Orlando have plenty in common after this. Because he's all, listen.
But yeah.
What Biggie said? Who said that?
What?
Damn right I fuck fans. That's not for me. A rapper said that.
Who said that? That is you.
That's not my name.
Okay. No,
that's
Biggie.
Me.
No, that was
Biggie.
Me.
That's Biggie.
That Biggie was that no, me. No, no, that was me.
But yeah, I need to slow down on that because it's not fun. I'm starting to realize when you go out on dates with them, they see you as this person.
You're a piece of meat.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. No, they just see me as a person that's this. And I'm like, can we just chill?
They think they know you. They're like, idolize you. Like,
yeah. They're like, oh, I can't. Like, we're like sitting down and eating and they're like, I can't believe I'm with.
Yo, I hate that bar.
And oh, I hate, God. I just don't like
get
it.
Get the dicks off.
You kind of like it because you'd been doing this a lot, you said. Because the first
at
time
first
I,
it was cool. The at first time I'm like, yeah,
now you're like, hey, weird. Bitch, can we just talk a regular? I had a bad day at work, huh? I got to tell you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like.
I have feelings.
That y'all haven't like, okay. Yeah, true. Y'all said that.
I told you that once I had sex with a fan. Not a fan. I don't like that word. Listener.
There we go.
And because for shallow reasons. And then before we did it, I could tell he was like shaking a little bit. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what the fuck?
You said, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
And then in my past life, actually before I had any type of online, public, anything, if I could tell someone was really in awe of me, it would turn me on. I would be like, I'm going to take you down. But now I don't think that's like.
Well, you want them to be in awe of other things, not like this perspective of this. I guess access people have to you, and somehow that makes them feel like they're special because they have access to you.
Also, like just hearing you guys' feedback is just like being a woman, and we're not even a sex podcast per se. But like being a woman and talking about sex and being men and talking about sex, the perks are so different. What the fuck?
Who got more perks?
If I didn't find this nigga who talked about sex, I would be for the streets. Like, they'd be like, all the comments are like, their baby daddies didn't want them, and that's why they're here. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
No, we get bad comments.
Yeah, like 1 out of 100.
Yeah.
And you obviously are like, getting mad pussy in the DMs. The men are not in my DMs. Like, you are so intelligent and open-minded.
Yeah, I didn't really get any dick because of the podcast. It's definitely repelled some dicks.
It's definitely repelled. But
we get bad comments. They're usually like, go work out.
Like, fatties.
What the fuck? Well, that's what you got from this?
That's what I got from this?
When men talk about sex, women want to know what their sex is like. Because if they're talking about their sex, I know as a woman, if I'm hearing like a man talk about his sex,
how much he likes eating pussy, I'm like, oh, do you?
You said, do you for real?
I wonder what that would be like. Even if I'm not really attracted to you, I might start to consider like even the, because I'm a visual person, like what does that look like?
Women like minds.
Yeah.
And like when you're an open mind and you're literally in someone's ear, they're at work all day with you, there could, and you know, there's an attraction that could happen, especially if they're listening to your podcast. I think women have the ability to get like attracted to certain aspects of people, especially like in personalities, just regular smart guys, because most of them are a little slow and immature. And then we can become like confused, like, let me try that out. And it's like, no, bitch, you just think they're a smart person. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just like a part of our sensuality. It's like you have to, I feel like that part of me has evolved as I've gotten to be a woman. Like,
or like, niggas don't want to hear bitches talk.
No, they don't. Like, shut the fuck up and bend over. That's a fact.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's really what it is. That is. Oh my God, we just figured it out.
Is that the other title? That's like, men don't want to hear women talk.
No, I want to hear women talk. I want to hear women talk.
No. No. Love when you guys say stuff.
No. Seriously.
Talk some more. Oh my God.
How big of a dick do you like? How big is the dick that you like?
9 inches? Medium, huh?
That is crazy. No, I like hearing. Love when they talk. I like having conversation with whoever
I'm. Are you a pansexual?
What's that? Like, what is it?
A pansexual is someone who is aroused by the mind.
No, I thought that was sapiosexual.
No, that's a sapiosexual.
Oh, no, wait,
sorry.
Isn't
that
sapiosexual?
That ain't that.
I'm like, wait, hold on. It's because I consider myself both. I got them mixed up, y'all.
What's a pansexual?
I think it's somebody that don't have sex.
Right? Actually, my boyfriend said this is a lie. Pansexual is
like who loves everybody, right?
A person who likes people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not romantically attracted to just all people, race, like genders. And like, I realized I'm not on the spectrum so much as I thought I was. I thought I was just fluid. But there are things that I'm not attracted to.
Yeah,
I like when women are nice to me. I'm starting to realize that about myself. At first, I like when women like would be mean to me a little bit.
Like
smack me, choke me a little bit. But now I like it. I like a little bit of both. Like I like it when they're nice to me, but also like smack me.
29 now.
Well, I'll tell you that, and maybe you can attest to this. I don't know how long you've been 30, and I don't know if it's the same for men, but 30s, like 30 to 33, there's a rapid evolution that happens, and you're like, certain shit you won't fuck with anymore. You're like, God, that was immature. Let me grow out of that. And then it really actually happens.
Yeah.
You get vulnerable, I guess, like at 20. I would say probably last year for me, but like, you do get a little more, some shit you just let go. Like, I'm not fucking with that. Like, you mean you breathe through it, like, I'm not about to text that person back. Like, otherwise,
bitch,
I'm like,
especially when you've like, you're famous on TikTok and
stop doing that, guys.
God, that was crazy.
God, that is crazy.
That's crazy.
Wait, remember crazy. When we knew that girl and we kept calling her? She was a TikTok star on the rise.
But then she did crack.
I know. She doesn't do crack anymore, though. I saw her on Instagram. She's done with crack. She's back. She's back to being a TikTok star on the rise.
I'll tell you the truth. Lionel, I'm just hating because we lost our TikTok. We were almost TikTok stars.
We did too. We got it back.
We were hugging TikTok stars on the rise.
You have a contact?
I wrote an email. I wrote an email letter.
Can you give us the template?
I wrote it. I just was like,
we've messaged TikTok so many times. They hate sexy black moms.
He has an email template.
I just told him. I said, we are a black podcast that influenced the whatever. I wrote an entire thing.
Is it because they deleted your shit?
Yeah, we lost our
page before.
I wrote them a letter.
How long ago was this?
Lionel, I think we need you on the team.
This is a while ago.
And I think maybe they fired all humans. I don't know. I think there's just robots.
This was a little while ago, but they took it away from us.
No humans work at TikTok anymore.
Okay, well, just the CEO. Let me give you that template.
We're going to get you your TikTok.
Thank you.
We were devastated when I opened TikTok. I said,
go on your set emails.
We were devastated. We had like 100, over 100, 10,000 followers. Now we have 500. TikTok. Literally.
We started a new page, though. After
we started a page, too, and it doesn't, it's not hitting like it used to. It's not hitting like it used to.
Yeah. TikTok ain't the wave anyway, though, no more, to be honest. Like,
I don't think so. I think it's still the wave. I think we're just, you're now at 30, and you don't care about TikTok anymore. TikTok is still happening.
Our Facebook been doing good numbers, and we only had it for like a month. I just automate the post to go from Instagram to Facebook.
We did too, but we don't do, I don't know.
I don't think moms on Facebook all over the clips.
I think the moms on Facebook are a little more conservative.
Yeah, they be in our comments.
I can just be making it up because I don't really know what's going on Facebook since college.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just decided to like, fuck it.
Do you guys date outside your race?
No.
That was a good question. They're from Philly. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I'm going to say Dominicans. He's a TikTok. He has, like, I'm sure a lot of different bitches come from the internet. Like, not just black, beautiful black queens.
Latinx. A little bit.
Latinx.
That's it.
That boy different, man. Latinx.
That's the confidence.
I love it.
That's it. I mean, yeah. I mean, but I've had, that's it. I've had sex with one
Latinx.
Dominican. Is that Latinx? That counts, right?
I'm so high. Everything is so
can she say
funny.
Nigga? She can say nigga, right?
She did say it, and yeah. I was like, I was a little afraid when she said it. I'm like,
don't say that.
I say.
Like, can you
I
say that?
Don't say that in front
of
my friends.
I made a joke about it. I was like, you good to say that?
She's like, if you let me, I guess I am.
She kind of like laughed it off, and I was like, all right, that's a joke, I guess. Like, okay.
You ever like, but you didn't put your foot down.
I wanted to a little bit, but she just gave me some ass.
Yeah, you gotta let her say nigga really a couple times. Too. I never dated nobody that's not black.
Then let him move to LA for 6 months.
What about slept with someone that isn't black?
I ain't never slept with nobody not black.
So only black women.
Do you have interest in going sleeping?
Fuck no. I'm a little racist. Yeah.
But wait a minute, because you was talking about the white cut. You seen a little white lady. What'd you say? Go ahead.
I said all women that have a fat ass got the same haircut. I mean, that don't mean I'll fuck them.
What kind of haircut was it?
The short, when they got the mixed kids cut. Yeah.
I've seen the mixed kids. With the hoops.
Yeah.
They always got hoops.
Uh huh. Yeah. And they wear the same color
little
jeans.
Little swoop drill to the side.
Yeah, the swoop is always a swoop.
And they always wear the shirt with the arms cut out on the side. Like
there was a meme for a long time.
What is the jeans? Like light color?
The dark blue jeans that go all the way up to the waist part.
Oh, that make the waist small.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So to
accentuate the booty. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck them though. That's
you can say she got a fat ass, but you're not going to take it as far as fucking.
You got a fat ass, but I don't want to touch it. Mm. There's somebody out there that'll do it.
What about you?
No, I wouldn't. Not white women.
That far.
You have a long life to live, y'all.
We do.
We do. I don't want to have sex with white women, though.
You said what?
I don't want to.
Why?
I feel like it'd be a little corny. I feel like it'd be corny.
Yeah, overdone. Yeah, that moan is crazy. Like, I hate that moan.
Y'all watch too much porn.
She did it.
Is that fair? Is that a tale? Like, do white women really go?
I heard white women getting fucked before. I was in college, so I heard it. So I went to school in Vermont, so I heard.
All white women.
I heard it.
One of my roommates used to clap. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
he used to clap these two big white. These two big white
women,
yemains,
brother,
right?
Come on,
and brother. they used to sound, and he used to come out the room all proud. I'm like, damn, bro, you drawing, bro.
Yeah, nah.
Shout out to my man, reparations.
You know, that's my only thing. We're like, black men are super proud about it. It's not like you should be proud if that's your bitch or whatever. But like, sometimes I feel like.
I think it's a status symbol.
Yeah, and I'm like, she's a four, dude.
She's disgusting.
White or black.
Right, but I think a lot of times, unfortunately, because of, you know, our history, there is an association with, like, whiteness and white women that's like...
Well, it goes both ways, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Black women look at the same thing.
Black
women who date white men look at it as status.
Why do the black
women
look at us, though, like we did something wrong?
I think they feel like it's like, fuck you, like... I guess it goes both ways, but like when you've been treated a certain way by black men and you find a white man that treats you really good, then I think it's
status
slavery.
Do y'all ever see like a handsome black guy with like, and he might be like in the airport, and then you see like a white woman come and hug him, and you like
a white six.
You know what? It's always like a six.
What the fuck?
And that's what I'm like,
because they don't come in bad, bitch.
That is not in there.
They come in basic.
That's not in their genre.
And they come in.
They do not come in that.
What?
You go into Best Buy and try to order one, they're out of it.
Let me get your we're baddest white bitch.
Baddest white woman. Sorry. We have mediocre.
Yes. Yes. Wait,
just have that's the top we have. They come in what?
They don't come in bad bitch.
They don't come in bad bitch.
When you really see it.
They come in basic.
Why would you
You gonna make
that?
Me get real racist here? I'm not, so let's
cut it.
Let me tell you something, Larry, you're at the right show. Because one thing we're gonna do is keep it real.
And then the bad bitchery gotta come with the messy smell.
Our audience knows, girl. Don't be mad if you're listening. You already know.
The smell gotta match.
Every 6 months we're racist.
They know that, though. They was gonna call me the N-word anyway.
Know every 6 months we're racist again.
It's not even racist. It's just my opinion.
We can't keep the facts away.
This whole episode
in the words of Sebastian, I cannot keep the facts away.
It's only about us being shallowly honest. Because not a lot of people are gonna do it. I'm just gonna keep it real.
Come on.
And for as someone who is explored outside of my race because the whites love me.
Yeah.
You know, you dabble and you have your preferences. And I really support black men only dating black women because it's a dying race, unfortunately, because self-hate is real. And every time I do see a smooth eight in the airport with a alarming four, I always make it a point to make intense eye contact.
Yeah.
Like, remember. So you see me. You see this beautiful black queen.
They be looking at us like we gonna beat cuz up. A black girl dating a white nigga, they give us that weird look. I'm like, you know you wrong.
You guys give black women disappointment. Dirty looks?
I be like,
disappointment.
Do the white women look down? I mean, the black women be looking down.
You do it to the black man or you do it to the black women? You do it to both.
I say black women be looking at me like they know they fucked up. Niggas don't really give a fuck. They got their white women.
They're proud. They're like, this is my bitch.
Yeah, if anything, they put their chest up. Like,
that's
my white woman. You feel me?
I wonder how white men feel around black men when they're dating black women.
Intimidated because black men are the most desirable men of all races. And that's a fact.
Come on.
There's no way they don't feel away. I've literally been in a...
You think they worry? Like, oh my God, she's going to remember.
Yeah.
She's going to remember.
I didn't worry. Get away.
She got to come back home.
More than black women. I know a girl who has a white husband. And I'd be wondering, like, when there's a fine nigga around, I'm like, you miss it, don't you?
If I was white, I'd be scared if my girl was black and she been, I wouldn't take her around a bunch of niggas. We going to function with less niggas.
We're going to Vermont,
to the white, yes, we going to the white
we're
spots.
We're going to Vermont.
That'll be the best of the,
yeah.
But you know what? That same person, that acquaintance that's married to a white man, once told me, she once told me that, you know... Also, this is a disclaimer. We are from the Valley in LA, which is the black men love others. It's like a rarity to like black men liking black women.
Okay.
And she wants to, and so it's probably had an effect on her because she also grew up there. But she was like, when white women come around, I know my man's not looking. Like, I know he's like good. She was like, when I was dating black guys and a white bitch would come around, I immediately was knowing he was checking for her.
Man, that's
and crazy. I was like,
what the fuck?
The fact that she feels so secure in her relationship for this reason is like, damn, like it's
as damaging. A black woman who grew up in the Valley, I've never had these feelings.
I don't generally.
Well,
maybe
in high school because I was always the one of like I was only like one black girl in my class. It was like me and another girl. We both were mixed. So it was like, then there was just a bunch of black guys. I'm going to be like 6 or 7 black guys. And then the rest were white guys. So, and white girls.
I had like a high school like boyfriend my whole high school who was black. You know what I'm saying? There was a rare amount of black guys. But when I moved to Atlanta, I went to Clark and niggas were like, what's that? I was like, you talking to me? Yeah. I got used to going out with my white girlfriends and niggas not talking to me.
Yeah, me too.
But
when we see y'all with a group of white girls, I'd be like, do she need help? Like, seriously.
Save her.
Because this happened to me a lot. And I'm like, she cute as shit, but like, I wouldn't
All
even go up to
white,
her. Like, yeah, I'm like, you good, sis? Like, I don't know.
That's like the norm.
I guess that's so true. I did get very used to going out with my girlfriends in high school, knowing that like I was the scope of what was going to find me attractive was extremely limited. So if I saw another black guy at a party, I was like, okay, that's my guy. Everyone else is kind of not. It's off boundaries for me.
But also like going out and the because we started going to clubs really early because we were fucking grown as fuck. But I remember like
slash not.
Not grown, but you know what I mean. But like black guys would be like, move past me, like, excuse me. Like I was like, if a black guy came and talked to me, I'd be like, are you talking to me? Yeah. Like I would be very, but the white guy in the black party was gonna find me and holler.
Yeah, we from Philly. It ain't none of that. It's all of us being the same shit, like same. Well, I went to school with some white people, but it was no white girls in my neighborhood and nothing like that. So. Mm. I don't really know about that type shit.
It's just tough. Like what you're exposed to. Well, no, because we grew up in white spaces and we like niggas.
True.
No, they wasn't like nowhere near me. Like, I used people be like, I'm from South Philly. They look at it as like Italian and like the stadiums. Yeah. But that's one part.
Okay.
I didn't agree. Because look at it. You see here?
He do this all the time. Because
I'm trying to tell niggas. With my neighborhood, I didn't know nobody white until I went to school. Like, right. I knew like.
Oh, you went all the way to Vermont. You went right in.
Yeah, I went straight. I went. You mean here? And
I had like the exact opposite.
He went straight.
I went to HBCU and I went to Atlanta and I was like. I was out the window of the plane like, oh my God, everybody's black, even the workers. Like I saw black people have jobs. I never saw them have those jobs. Yeah. And that's like stuff like gardeners, fast food workers, like everybody was black. Where in LA, there were certain people that did certain things or had to go to a certain area to see those people.
That, yeah.
So when I was like so happy and then, but it took even for me time to
adjust.
I was like, everybody's outside dancing and shit, and I don't even know why.
You
realize
you said you realized you was fine though. Like you not, was like, I don't know. I'm really,
I did.
Really
they were like
it.
Playing loud music. I was like, why are they? What are they doing out there?
this ain't normal.
But also, I was like, I'm kind of fine. I was like, the niggas are hollering, and I was like, I'm never coming back, bitches. Mm. Yeah.
I was
but it never made me insecure because I wasn't. I like, if you don't want me, I don't want you, nigga.
Right. Yeah.
You guys have any other like shallow confessions?
Well, we are on Good Moms. Me and Larry, I know our manager kind of put it in the notes about like us liking women with kids. And I ain't even gonna hold you. It's really a turn on now, and I think it's something wrong with me a little bit. Like
now,
I like watching women take care of their kids a little bit. Like I like watching moms be mom.
It's because you're almost 30.
Like,
moms momming makes your dick hard.
What? Do it. Oh my God. I was coming out of work one day. I seen this one lady, she was taking care of her daughter and her son.
Same time.
Because yeah, I'm it. Like, you better take care of them kids, yeah. Girl. Like, I don't
look
even
at her
know.
Multitasking, like, feeding people.
Look at her taking care of them kids. She was trying to get them across the street. She had cupped the back of the young boy head.
You just like, wait, did you go help her? Them.
Did you go I don't help know her? Them kids. I'm not about to step in. I watched from afar. She cupped the young boy head and had the daughter over the head and was pushing him while she was dragging it. I said, yo, you better, what?
I like when they be on FaceTime and you can hear them like,
"Mommy,
go sit down. The food is coming out there." And you like, "Damn, like you really? Ooh. How you doing all this and on the phone?" Like,
you really I get real quiet on FaceTime. I'm real quiet. I'm like,
"They like you there?" I'm like, "Yeah, I was just.
Yeah, I'm here."
I was just getting an erection hearing you nurture other people.
Yes, no, that's really fly as shit though. Like, I don't got no kids. I wouldn't even know what to do with them little. You mean like if I? I'm trying to take care of myself. That
niggas,
shit hard. Right.
You don't know what to do with one of them little niggas.
One of them little niggas, man.
You like. Wouldn't. No, I'm just kidding. Do you guys want kids?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
you, do you guys want to be married?
I do. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait. I want to go back because I'm not done with this topic. So you are attracted to moms, but will you actually wife a mom?
Yes.
Like, do you actually want to be with a mom?
Would you
with
be a stepdaddy?
Yeah. Like, is that attractive to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it is.
It depends on how many kids, though.
That's a fair answer. Like, how many is your max?
Yeah.
Two's fine.
Okay.
Two's okay. Three kind of crazy.
I mean,
but
listen,
I feel it, though.
She
you never
bad.
Know who you love.
Three,
you love
three
who you
is
love.
It. Yeah. Three is solid.
Three cool.
You know how people say you love who you love for interracial? I'm going to start saying it for baby mamas. Like,
you know
who
you love.
Love who you love.
This week, we met this woman who met her newest husband when she was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she was out the night she finalized her divorce. She was at dinner, and this man, this chef who was cooking at the restaurant, I must have known one of her employees.
But she found out she was pregnant after she decided to get a divorce and kept it.
Oh.
So my question is, could you date a pregnant woman?
I want to fuck a pregnant woman. I don't know about it. Yeah. I'm gonna try
like
it.
But I would like to have sex with a pregnant woman.
I'm gonna try it. They're not just walking around like.
What is
freely.
The myth? What is the myth of pregnant?
Not they're not walking around freely
where
like they're in the
at?
Zoo in captivity.
Yeah,
they're
they don't
not
be
in
out.
The street.
Like, they don't be outside.
They don't be out. They be pregnant.
Are pregnant?
They don't
they be
out.
Pregnant,
sure.
Pregnant people do go outside.
I see them. Where they be at?
Dinner.
Why do you want to fuck a pregnant person?
Like the myth of pregnant
pussy. I went to the club when I was pregnant.
The myths of pregnant pussy, or what is the?
Because porn ruined my brain for real.
So you watch pregnant porn?
I seen it when I was about 23 to 24. I went through a year just like, damn, let me see what some pregnant shit.
But
right
it gotta be your
not
baby that's
year.
Pregnant, or just any bitch that's pregnant.
It was just anybody on the screen.
Is it?
Oh, don't gotta be my baby.
Is it an ego thing too?
No, I just want. I've heard rumors. I want to try it.
What's the rumors that you heard?
that'd be doing what it do. You know what I mean?
Right. That's a lot.
The chop chop you'd be chop chopping down there. You said a lot. I just want to try it.
Yeah. I don't know why I want to do it. I just know that she's pregnant and I want to do it. I want to try pregnant sex. But I mean, preferably with my baby mom. Mm-hmm. So
I just want to let you know your TikTok DMs are about to go crazy with pregnant bitches.
If your TikTok DMs, the other TikTok
DMs. It's not TikTok DMs. I'm just letting y'all know right now. TikTok was the first thing to pop. It was the Instagram.
Okay, wherever, the DMs.
If your DMs start popping with pregnant women, please, I want you to text me and tell me.
Can we add little women too? To just put it in a universe.
Wait, that's a little woman.
That's not weed.
You
want a little woman?
I want y'all a little woman here.
Cause did you spend a year searching that on porn?
No, that's probably like a couple months.
Is it because you want to like throw them around, pick them up?
Like it's fun size?
I don't even see little people out in public. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
they're also in captivity.
Where, they be around.
Where? Where you in Philly do you
they
see
are
little people?
They also held captive somewhere where little people are.
I gotta walk downtown like.
What's I literally.
I'm gonna see. I'm putting it in the universe.
Yeah. No, they're just exactly where the pregnant people are away.
The pregnant people and the little people are just
the same spot
over.
What about
here.
A pregnant little? You know, okay.
Did you know a pregnant little person can have a full size baby?
Yeah, I do know that.
Like their belly is full size?
No, their baby.
A non-small person.
I was 11 pounds, so yeah, imagine a little person carrying 11
pounds. Don't
lead
with that. Don't lead with that with your wife.
I know it's bad because my mom is a twin too, so like it skips generations. So I could have twins.
Oh shit!
And it could be 11 pounds.
My boyfriend's mom is a twin.
That's real nigga shit.
Also, this is a public service announcement. Maybe you guys knew this already, but I just found out. If you are over 35 and you're a black woman, the likelihood of you having twins is like the highest of any race.
Oh.
And it goes up when you're older.
What? Doubling up?
It goes up. I don't know if it doubles. I didn't say that, but it increases significantly.
I'm just saying doubling up humans goes
up. Oh, yeah. No, doubling up humans goes up when you're black and you're over 35. And my boyfriend, mom, is a twin.
Come on. Get ready
I have the twin gene. My mom was a twin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it didn't go through. You didn't follow
stuff.
Through.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So it skips her and goes to me, apparently, right? It skips a generation.
I wonder if she feels like there's a disconnect from someone that she didn't know before.
That's a good question.
Twins are like magically like one person, but they split.
Maybe. But my mom also has a sibling that she doesn't know because my grandma gave birth like on the low before she was born and like
triplets?
Gave the baby up.
So did my grandma. My grandmother gave a child up for adoption and when she was young, because that was the norm. If you weren't married or you were young,
you
which is
up.
Like so much trauma. And then she gave...
Like she like went away for a while and then came back.
What is that? You know what? If anybody's listening and wondering why we tell all our business to the internet, is because there came the generation not that far behind us, couldn't say shit and was really experiencing trauma solo dolo because it was normal. And so if I'm talking shit all the time, so honestly... It's my right.
This was Sojourner Truth, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for
my ancestors.
Yeah, this is what I do it for. Ida B. Wells, this is for you.
This was for my ancestors. I talked about sucking dick on the internet.
Because you couldn't. I'm going to tell you all about what I did last night.
That's a fact.
I'm the only weirdo without a twin anything on this couch.
Yeah.
That's not a weirdo. That's
if I
favorite.
Have two at first, I'm that's where we're going to stop. Knock them out the park. Knock them out the box.
No.
Would you, so if you've dated children, I mean women, whoa. Not children.
All right now.
Slow it down. Moms before, okay. Like, is there like a, do you think that there's any sort of protocol or things that a man should do or take into consideration when dating a mom?
Her time.
Baby dads.
Oh. Both of those.
Yep.
Both of those.
I asked, is your baby dad in jail or is he dead? Is he dead or in jail?
Okay, what if he's just prefer? No, I don't
he can't
like
just be normal.
God, this is some Philly shit if I ever heard
from
it.
From all
like,
experiences
this is
I had,
shit.
None of them niggas was solid. So it's like, you feel me? So I'm like, is he dead or is he in jail? Like, you mean? So.
And then if the
they're
answer,
living,
what happens then?
And not
what's
in
next
jail.
After that question.
So then ask, what? Is anybody, is he looking for you? Like, you mean?
Is he looking for
like,
you?
Is he in the child's
like,
life?
Like, did you kidnap? Like,
niggas are crazy. Like,
how about just like, are you guys cool? Do you guys have a like?
Are y'all
a
good?
I leave with the bad ones
do
first.
You co-parent?
So
maybe that's step one.
Yeah, maybe I can ask.
Do you guys have a good relationship? Does he pick up the kids or is he not involved?
Do you prefer?
You can kind of tell though.
How long ago did you guys break up?
You can kind of tell by how she look at the phone when he called. You feel what I'm saying? You could kind of gauge some energy.
You know.
Then you ask questions like,
yeah.
If you go, you'll answer that. She's like, no, no, no.
You ever been on a date with a shorty and she get a phone call from her baby dad? If she got to step out,
yeah, like.
Then you already know.
Yeah. You know they're fucking.
Well, I mean,
it's complications phone calls in general.
Well, I think, I think also women, we don't want to bother. We don't want to like, we've been taught that we almost are less appealing moms because we have this baggage, whether that's the child, obviously, or this other person that we are always connected to. So sometimes we don't want to take the call in front of you almost as a reminder of like, oh
hey,
yeah,
I'm a mom,
I have
this other
nigga that I always have to talk to. Hold on. Let me go step outside.
That's a fact.
You know, like there is that.
Yeah, yeah there is. Yeah.
It's not always
but
like,
you still, we still
some
know
shady
that
shit.
You, when you left, you still talking to her.
That's
the
true.
Feeling
it's,
don't leave. It's
not,
it's the same
not a
feeling.
Good solution to yeah. whatever it is. Really, women should feel less ashamed and just take the call.
Yeah, just take
right?
it right here. Like, what that nigga got to say that I can't hear? Yeah. You feel me? Like,
yeah, that was suspicious.
I was on a date and a girl, like, we was in the car, we was talking, and he called and she got out the car, closed the door, and then she just started cursing this nigga the fuck out. Yo, every single word in the book, we was in some neighborhood and I'm just looking at her like through the window and I'm like, I'm gonna fuck that's, the shit out of her.
You said this. Like, you said I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah, I feel like yeah, this is toxic. Yeah.
I thought he was gonna say this is my future.
No, it was a little bit. It was a little bit like that. Like, damn, that's kind of sexy. A little bit. I don't know why. It was.
Oh, you? I thought you wanted to fuck the shit out of her because you want to like you know make her feel better. Like, don't worry, baby, I got you.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That, was that it too?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, my whole.
It's that. It's that. It's that, guys.
No, niggas be wild.
He keeps this. His pitch keeps going up when he's lying. Yeah. I love hearing women talk.
No, niggas be crazy. You gotta ask, like, is a nigga looking for you? Niggas is wild. Niggas didn't listen. I ain't gonna speak too much, but niggas do shit.
I really encourage you guys to relocate outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah,
yeah.
Men are weird. Yeah. I had one girl. She had her baby dad like get somebody else to call my phone and basically start some shit with like me and the girl.
That was crazy.
I was
like,
that was so
wait,
crazy.
Wait, what?
Her baby dad had somebody.
Oh, call your phone to make it seem like a bitch was calling.
As a woman,
you.
Yeah.
How did he get your number?
From her phone.
From her phone, because they're on the same phone plan. Mm. So he had a woman call my phone and say, yo, like, you dating my friend. I just want to let you know, like, her and her baby dad still, da da da. Like, yeah. So I called her and I was like, your friend just called me. And she was like, my friend don't even know. Mm. None of my friends even know.
Like, how would one of my friends have your number?
No, but yeah. They don't even know who you
why
are.
Are they
I,
the
said
same
that,
phone
I said
plan?
That immediately. I was like, that's her baby dad. Like I said yeah. to him, like that's her baby dad, bro. Because niggas get desperate
that's
to start
some real
doing
bitch
weird
shit. That's a lot. You've gone through an extensive amount of steps to have a bitch call the nigga
crazy.
Updating.
You we look, had
you
good
had
sex
highlighted
after
on
that,
the
though.
Bill.
Yeah, I
you
guess
had to
it,
find a female.
You gotta go
to do
print
the
that
call.
Out. Like yeah, you gotta
yeah,
print that out.
Yeah, you gotta print it out. Like it's small. I don't even know where my phone bill is. I don't even know what they're charging me for.
Bitches are crazy.
They so, are.
Well, hey, that was a guy who did that. Oh, yeah. Niggas are crazy.
Well, I mean, to get the girl to do
the girl,
it,
the girl
gotta
crazy
be crazy, too.
Yeah,
yeah right.
That probably was his
crazy.
Sister. He probably like, sis, please.
I'll give you $5.
Please make this call, sis. Like,
what's the craziest shit you ever did to be spiteful or, like, sneaky in a relationship?
It's got to be something there. Yeah. I know I probably did something. Go ahead.
I don't know. People I'll be fucking with support y'all. They love y'all.
Go ahead, bro.
Like, who, women?
Yeah.
So you're afraid to say it?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not fucking at my audience,
they be
bitch.
Like, I love them.
I'm famous on TikTok. I'm getting pussy. You think I'm going to be telling them I'm talking shit?
They be like, I love them. I love them so much. I'm like, you know. Maybe damn. Breaks. Maybe take breaks.
Take what?
Maybe get some break. Maybe get some break pussy.
Oh, like, I'm going to take a break. You being an asshole so you can fuck somebody else.
You start yeah. a whole fight just so you can get some break pussy?
The fight was already there. I ain't started. I just
you said, you know, I'm
I kicked it off the edge. You mean I kicked the fight off the edge. You feel me?
Spiteful? Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. I don't think I did anything like to get them.
Yeah, I don't know about no spiteful shit.
I don't think I ever did anything spiteful, y'all. Oh, well,
y'all a goddamn
I don't know.
Lie.
I didn't
for
do
real.
Anything spiteful, but I do tell this one story all the time about how I broke up with my ex. And I cooked her like dinner just to break up with her.
He broke up with his night. Bitch. The most spiteful shit is he broke up with his ex because he got TikTok famous, bitch. That's
yeah,
the answer.
I mean, I guess.
That's, yeah,
that
that's the answer.
Might be it, honestly. That
the TikTok
really might be
the TikTok part is making it even funnier.
Yeah.
Because it's not, but I like this. I like TikTok famous. Let's
TikTok
do that
famous
one.
Is crazy. But yes, it was that at first.
So we have a segment on our show we call Horror Stories.
Horror stories.
Yes.
Horries,
where we ask our guests to share a highly horrific tale.
Oh.
It could be funny. It could be spooky. It could be just level 10 nasty. Do either one of you have any recent?
Recent
or far or whatever.
Okay. Recent or distant stories you can share.
Boy, do they support y'all.
Don't they listen to your show?
No, fuck no. I hope not.
Well, they will now.
I think like maybe.
I fucked on an air mattress. I'm not proud of all.
I used to have just a mattress on the floor. You feel me? Sometimes you get a mattress on the floor type beat. It is what
it's
is.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
At least you got a mattress.
No, just the no sheet on that, John.
No sheet.
That's why I don't believe Twitter. That's why I don't believe Twitter when they be like, "His mattress on the floor." I'm not fucking that nigga. When I was 24, I moved, had a mattress on the floor with a desk, nothing else, just vibes. You feel me?
Oh, it's candle.
A candle. A candle and some Netflix.
That candle was everything needed.
That candle was everything.
Go ahead, light this teak wood real quick, baby.
Bitches will settle. A lot of bitches, too, they'll walk in and they'll be like, damn, this is not what I signed up for.
That's because they don't have a house.
But then they feel bad. They feel bad.
They don't got a
house. So they'll just do it.
What bitches are you fucking without a house?
If they live with their folks, they like, this nigga got a roof by itself. I could be as loud as I want.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
they like, get excited for that, where they don't have to be quiet and their parents are
fucking. You get to scream as loud as you want in this mattress.
If you're 18.
He's like, oh, he's rich.
Quite literally.
You got your own rent, no roommates?
Okay. Yeah, see, no roommates to get you, son.
You guys, thank you so much. This has been quite a fucking pleasure.
Absolutely. Wait, before we get out of here, we also ask our guests to share an affirmation. Oh, yeah. Do you guys have an affirmation you can share with our audience?
Affirmation.
What is that? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Like, kind of.
You'd be surprised.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm
not trying to insult
honestly,
you.
There's a lot of affirmations, right? You will be great one day in life.
Oh, is that what it is?
You will be great one day in life.
Yeah.
Now that you asked me, did I know what affirmation was, I'm trying to figure out if I know what that is now.
You don't know what it is.
Now you even tested him.
Just be nice. Just say something nice.
Just something like sweet.
Oh, to yourself. Nice.
Call
it's for yourself.
Oh.
An affirmation is something that you say to yourself that affirms something. Like, damn, bitch, you look good. Oh. You're a bad bitch. You're fine. Okay. Everything that you want comes to you easily and with ease.
Oh, you gonna sell more tickets to this fucking Chicago show on May 11th? Bro, you're going to do great. You feel me? That's my affirmation. Okay. You're going to have a great fucking show. It don't be nervous like you always be. I don't know why you be nervous. I'm talking to myself. You feel me? So, Chicago, that's my affirmation.
But isn't it fun when you're nervous and then you do it anyway?
No. Yeah.
Is this your first show?
No.
Exactly. So, isn't it fun? You're so nervous and then you're up there and then you're like, yeah, then you kill it. And then you kill it. And you're like, and then there's adrenaline and everybody loves you. And you get so many bitches in your DMs.
Well, yeah.
My blood be boiling before I just take that last step on that stage.
No, it's all fun. Like, the week leading up to it, I'll be nervous. But then after that, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I affirm that you guys are going to have a successful show, career.
You. But can you do one that's like more general?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, that one wasn't good enough. That was like a manifestation.
I'll do
one. Oh, is that a manifestation?
That was a manifestation. We're going to sell these tickets.
I don't know what
the
affirmation is.
For everyone listening.
Yeah, you will.
You want to do it, Lionel?
Yeah, absolutely. You will live a great life and make a lot of money this week.
I will live a great life and make a lot of money this week.
Oh, come on. You will let go of that person that you've been holding on to that doesn't really serve you.
I will let go of that person that doesn't really serve me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Because I know my worth and I know I'm famous on the internet.
TikTok.
Come on,
and if
TikTok
you're not
famous
on the internet,
you
what
go.
The fuck are you? You can't come.
Yeah.
If you're not fake famous.
Not,
you
if
can't
not famous,
come.
What are you doing?
So, can you imagine, like, so how many followers do you have?
You only got
have
two.
That's a real thing that happens.
Have you ever had somebody like give you their phone and be like, oh my God, wow, you have a lot of followers?
They like respect you more?
Yeah, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's weird as shit.
Anyway, y'all, thank you for listening. Make sure you go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Lionel and Lurk, can you please tell the people where they can find you?
Lionel, after you buy that book right here first, on the
that's
table.
Number one,
step one.
Honestly.
Buy that
that's
book.
Number fucking
and,
one.
And we everywhere at Lurk and Lionel on the internet. YouTube,
LURANDLIONEO.
Everywhere.
On everything.
Yep. Yeah.
Boom.
That's it.
Go to their show in Chicago.
Go to their TikTok.
I'm going on your TikTok immediately, and I plan on asking to see
your
DMs. I was
going
to ask to see your DMs after this because I want to see what's happening over there.
It's insane.
But you guys know where to find us.
It's insane. It goes crazy.
Good Moms, Bad Choices on all platforms. Make sure you check out our retreat. It's coming up in July in Mexico. We have 2 days, July 5th, July 12th. It's women's only. It's bomb. It's amazing. You won't regret it. If you need friends, bring your ass. Make some. Stop making excuses. What else?
I don't know, girl. I'm drunk.
Buy our book, A Good Mom's Guide to Making Bad Choices, available on all platforms. You can listen to it on Audible as well.
And check us out on Patreon to hear the uncensored version of this episode. It is patreon.com/goodmomsbadchoices.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.